Do you have good lunch or dinner? Where was it now? Even the taste is not remembered at all. So no matter what pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, just for a moment.
But Ajahn, I would like to eat it one more time.
The same taste? The same taste? Or better? See? It's so very important at moment of having it. So delicious. The taste is so good. But after that, where is it? Never come back. You could remember either what you ate. The taste, I mean. So delicious. But how? Because it's not this moment of tasting. It's gone. What is left is only memory of it, which is not as clear as when it appears at all. Like a dream. Because you think that it's a permanent thing, people, things, but actually it's not like what you think.
People are not permanent.
Seeing dies. Hearing dies each moment. So where is people or a person? Where is a person who dies? Or what is a person who dies? Because in reality there is no person. A moment of seeing cannot be a person. It arises and falls away. Another moment of hearing is not a person. It arises and falls away. So actually, we think that there is a permanent person who sees, who hears, but actually, seeing is conditioned.
Pardon? Because we don't see reality, right? Mm-hmm.
Like looking for Dhamma,
yeah.
But no understanding of Dhamma. You never meet or see Dhamma. But when there is the understanding, you cannot escape or go away from Dhamma at all. Because it's not you, it's the arising of Dhamma from time to time only. So life exists only in a moment of an experience of an object.
So if someone sees reality as it is, sees this reality from moment to moment or all the time?
Otherwise there must be still the idea of self or something permanent.
Okay.
Atta. And anatta, see? Atta means something. Anatta is nothing permanent.
So it can only ever arise just for a moment and then gone completely?
Are there spaces in the body? Every one's body. So, where's you? Or the body? Only the heap of rupa, that which cannot experience anything. This rupa can sit, walk, talk, whenever there is citta. But when there is no citta arising at that rupa, it cannot do anything because it cannot experience anything at all.
So what is experiencing?
a reality, like fire is an element.
Reality is
whatever is reality. Pardon?
What experience reality?
A reality.
Yeah. Mm. What? Us?
No. There are two kinds of realities. One cannot experience anything, like hardness cannot experience anything. And another kind, no one can stop its arising because it's element, like fire. Can you stop fire to arise? Like
No.
The reality which experiences an object is real by conditions. It experiences different things one at a time. So what makes up a person, a being? Different elements, different realities, arising and falling away all the time. So there's the idea of someone or something, because the arising and falling away is not perceived. What is seen now? There is seeing, and what is seen depending on panya or ignorance to know what is seen. So what is seen? Can we say just simply a reality? We don't have to tell about that at all, because seeing sees it. It's like when there is the experiencing of hardness.
So everything we experience is reality. Yeah?
No, you. But there is a reality which experiences it.
Oh.
Without that, can there be you? Or the idea of I?
And Ajahn, I've got the questions. Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know the realities?
You have accumulation to be able to hear Dhamma and understand that.
Yeah, but the question is, what is the goal of this all?
To understand the nature, the truth of reality.
Why?
What's the point?
Right understanding reality as it is, this is the point. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. But the truth is the truth. It depends on whether.
It makes sense now.
Many people do not want to understand the truth at all.
Actually, very, very few people are interested in the truth.
Mm-hmm. Almost everybody don't want to.
That's why there are people here, but not people there, who come here. Just want to listen to the truth of this moment. Is it in your book or your paper about what we are talking now? I mean,
this one. I will check.
One word, please.
One word, yes, but there is many words. 20 pages.
Just one. Anyone.
Yeah, it's Dhamma.
Okay, so now.
Dhamma.
It's what?
What's Dhamma?
Who's chosen something in
the end? I mean, Dhamma, truth, reality, that which really exists, law, or doctrine.
So each word is for studying carefully until there is the understanding, the precise understanding of it.
Then you can think, what is the true. Yeah.
And no matter then, we like it or not.
Another word?
Jati.
Jati, okay.
Birth or nature. Birth of or nature.
Birth.
Ajahn.
Yes.
I got a question. You mentioned you wrote in Survey of Paramatta Dhammas about the different aspects of citta. And one of the citta was vicitta. Can you explain this more? Because it means like variegated.
Variegated.
Variegated. Can you explain this more?
Is there only one citta?
I just know from this book that the aspect of citta.
Okay. Is there only one citta?
No, there is one citta.
There are many kinds. Many variety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seeing is one. Hearing is another one. Calmness. Panya.
So it's like no matter what, it's different because of...
They are different. That's why Buddha told us about the different cittas. Otherwise, we think that there is only one citta, which does not arise and fall away at all.
Which is Atra.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of citta thinks about different objects. Each moment of seeing sees different visible objects. So citta never stays the same for a moment. Each citta rises, experiences its object gone completely, always different from the last one.
Silence.
But there is citta.
A noble truth.
And whether you're at home or at visiting the hospital or here, is there any difference in the citta, the kind of cittas that arise? Still seeing, still hearing, yeah. Still thinking about it, still likes,
all
still dislikes,
yeah.
What you call misery, happiness, different dharmas, just the same.
I'm just getting back to Adam's earlier question about knowing the difference between Islam and Islam. It is Panya of the level of Samatha that knows that difference, I think. Said, so what are the conditions for that panya to rise?
Now it knows.
If it arises.
The difference between kusala and akusala. Different nivarana dharma. So panya suppress. is nivarana. By vitakka, the factors of jhana. Vichara. And piti.
Oh, I don't know.
And sukha. And ekakata. Five factors of kusala jhana.
Vitaka, vichara,
piti, sukha,
ekakata. Ekakata.
And sukha means what?
Pleasant
feeling. Vedana. Vedana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the case of panya of the level of Satipatthana, for example, it is said that, you know, hearing the Dhamma and reflection, association with the right friend, hearing the Dhamma, reflecting, etc. Of course, the same conditions would help in the arising of panya at the level of samatha. But are there any other?
What do you mean by samatha now? We should understand the word samatha. What is samatha?
I understand samatha to be kusala citta.
Or kusala citta is calm, it's away from akusala.
Right.
But it's so short,
yes.
Only 7 moments.
Yes.
So those who see the danger of attachment only will develop samatha. Mm. Because as soon as they're seeing, there is attachment to the object which is seen. Even it's not known yet, whether it's something that one takes for cup or anything. As fast as that, that's why in a day, there is attachment all day long. At moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Panya, which sees the danger of this, will see how to be calm, which is wisdom. Thinking of what can condition calmness. Thinking of soup cannot condition calmness. So thinking of what can condition calm. That's why they are the object, aramana, for samatha bhavana. With right understanding. The person who doesn't understand, read about patvi tattu or color, so they try to make the disc and try to put the mind on it, concentrate on it. No understanding that is done or motivated by desire. Not seeing the danger of attachment in a day. Just want to be calm without understanding what calm is. It must be kusala citta. And when it can be kusala more than usual, it has to be panya, which knows what object can be the object of calmness. Okay, for instance, death, see?
Death.
Can be object of calm or?
Can be, yes.
Frightened. See?
As long as it's not my death, it can be object of calm.
No matter what one is attached in this life, the object cannot follow to next life, but attachment will continue on and on, changing the object of attachment.
The kind of situation I had in mind, and I know what the answer is going to be, but I'll say it anyway, that right now, we are listening to the Dhamma, discussing Dhamma, so there's obviously some kusala involved, and there's also seeing and hearing, and there's bound to be some attachment to the visible object, seeing and the sounds heard and so forth. So,
this is theoretical knowledge, or at that very moment?
Theoretical knowledge. So, my question is, what are the conditions for the understanding of the difference between the kusala that accompanies the Dhamma aspect of the present moment and the subtle attachment that accompanies the sense door experiences?
In the world of concepts, Are we different?
Yes.
In the world of concept, are we different?
From Sarah each says other?
Yeah.
From each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Some who see the danger of attachment,
yes,
and some who does not see the danger of attachment. So it depends on conditions whether those who see the danger of attachment learn to know, to understand the danger of it, while the other things that no use.
But the subtle attachment that accompanies the present moments of seeing and hearing, there is a danger there, of course, but on the other hand, it's not the kind of
attachment. So panya is not enough to see that if there is no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching at all, it would be calm. Because thinking, vitakka vichara, of the object which can condition or panya can see.
Right. But of course, there's no. It's not an answer to say, well, to suppress seeing and hearing and so forth, because they condition attachment as long as they go on.
So it depends on understanding.
Yeah.
See? Okay. Now, it seems like everyone sees the danger of attachment. That's not enough.
No.
Because there is attachment.
Yes.
So what sees the danger of attachment?
Panya.
Panya, right understanding. So Buddha taught and taught for many years, 45 years, to let people to have understanding of whatever appears. And only panya can suppress or eliminate and eradicate akusala.
It's a little bit puzzling to me how before the time of the Buddha, when there was no Buddhasasana, mm-hmm, those people still develop jhana.
People were different from all time, at all time.
But they could never still be know the same difference between kusala and akusala,
mm-hmm,
even the very subtle akusala.
Many years ago, do you know? Did you know whether what's good and what's bad?
No, I didn't.
Not at all?
in a general sense.
See, from that on, one can see more and more the danger.
Right.
By true. Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara too.
So it's true.
That's why citta arises with many cetasikas, not just one or two only. Hiri, otapa, see, sada.
One's general sense of what is kusala, what is akusala, improves and gets more refined as one is developing understanding, hopefully.
And also of anatta-ness, by knowing citta and citta-sika, like the characteristic, more and more, like little by little, it's also like knowing that there is just the different elements that must perform its function.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helpful to learn little by little, like there is no self.
Always helpful.
Yeah.
What would you be next life?
No idea.
But what about the accumulation, see?
Yeah.
Condition.
Yeah.
Okay. New being, new life, new personality with all accumulations from this life.
With the baggage.
Baggage.
always kept in one citta at one moment, succeedingly all the time.
It's an interesting way to look at it. The baggage goes with you.
Is it just the baggage, or again, this is the whole life story that will just happen with a new life, according to the conditions?
Not quite with you. Could you say again? Is it just the baggage?
Or well, you say you'll take the all your.
It follows.
Tendencies.
It follows.
They will follow.
You don't take it, it follows.
Like a shadow.
Like a shadow. And then there will be conditions.
Yes.
For it to arise.
For it to arise. So.
Another aspect of citta, accumulate.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Citta?
Chavana citta. Kusala akusala.
Oh, I thought about the vipaka. That it was accumulated.
No.
Vipaka does not.
But in the Surya of Paramattha Dhamma, this was like the another aspect of citta is like that is the accumulated now. So it's the result, like the it was called citta or something.
I think the pipe for accumulation is citta.
Citta or
something. Don't remember. But it refers to
the Paramattha, the Surya Paramattha Dhamma, there was this eight aspect. So there was that one that it thinks in the process of Javana running through the object, and there was some were like it's accumulated, but karma and kilesa. So it's called citta or something.
But it refers to kusala and akusala.
Yeah, chintati is kusala, akusala, I think. But there was also a word that it is accumulated by previous kilesa and kamma. So it's called, the citta is called somehow, because it was accumulated now. It was one aspect of the few in the, by the citta, in the other was vicitta. And I don't know.
Kiri as well accumulates. Kiri of the Arahant. Also Kiri of the Arahant accumulates.
So that's why Paktu Vinisya Pachya just refers to the cheetahs and cheetah seekers that accumulate. It's only the cheetahs and cheetah seekers that are conditioned by this condition to accumulate. Not vipaka cheetahs.